telephone to find a store near you.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios in El Paso, Texas, of our affiliate KTSM. Hello to the people here who are listening both in El Paso and up in Las Cruces and over in Juarez. Hello, hello. We give special points to the people who are in Juarez, El Ciudad Juarez. The signal gets over into there and people start throwing things. Be careful. I'll be careful what I'm driving or identifying when I'm driving. As I am driving around El Paso today, continuing the conversation with folks listening to radio stations around the country that carry this program. We have Rich McFadden at the controls in Washington.
Yep.
And there's Jennifer Horn, who's doing marvelously well on her weight loss. Both Richie and Jennifer are on this MetaFast meal plan.
Fast being the key word in this thing.
Right, fast. It works fast. Yeah. That's why they like it, because it works quickly. Jennifer, in the first couple of days, lost 8 pounds. Richie, in the first day or two, has lost, what, four? Did I hear you
about
say?
About 2.5 days, 4 pounds, yeah.
Right, 4 pounds. So those of you who are interested in this and following it, what we ought to do, I don't think we've, have we taken before and after pictures yet?
You know, I took a couple of pictures yesterday just goofing around in the studio, in our new video studio, but I need to take some full shots so you can see the beefy me.
Yeah, right.
You're so funny.
And then, I mean, before me. And then see the after me.
The after you.
Yeah.
All right. So we have that, and I'm not even going to engage in this until I land someplace where I can actually do this, because I certainly can't do it on the road. Especially with all those Waffle Houses that are around luring me in.
At this rate, though, mid-February, I'll be done.
You'll be done. Yeah. Exactly. That's why people like it, because they get into it. And they start it, they follow the plan,
and then obviously I have to do a, maintain so I don't, chucking down burgers and beers and right back up 10
pounds. You have to be intelligent. That's always the problem with the diets. People get on them, they stick to them for a while, they lose the weight, they get off of them, they lose interest, and they put the weight back on again.
Yeah, that was the big thing when I did Dr. Jack's
cleansing thing
last year, and I lost the 15 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was great, and I kept most of it off. I just put 5 pounds back on, so now I need to lose the 20, and then I'm done.
Well, there's a certain amount of self-control that needs to be exercised no matter what.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it.
You can do it.
Of course you can. So the MetaFast plan is available, by the way, for those of you who would like to lose up to 20 pounds during the first month. You get on the bandwagon like Richie is and Jennifer is. I don't have to lose a lot, but I need to lose something.
That's what my wife is doing. She needs to lose 8-9 pounds, something like that.
Yeah. So
just wait till you get done with your road trip, Dougie.
Right. Yeah, that's it. But it'll be now, because I have 2 or 3 weeks of traveling before I settle in back to the house in California. So you guys will be way ahead of me. So I'll have to keep, I'll tout the value and the virtue. I said something to Ken, who is working with me on this, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, about whether he was going to get on it. I said, you had a little role there.
Yeah.
And
he didn't like that.
No, he didn't like it at all. No, I was teasing him. He didn't like it.
I did notice, you're looking a little beefier.
I am. This is the last year, same thing. And I lose it in the summertime, but I don't like it. That roll from the Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's, and then being on the road like this.
That's when I gained. I mean, I lost my 15 pounds by March of this past year.
Yeah.
And kept it off until Thanksgiving, December. And I swore I wasn't going to gain any weight. And I gained 5 pounds in that month.
Yeah. Well, and you can feel it. I certainly can feel it. And I don't like the feel of it.
Yeah.
And Ken will chastise me, as gentle as he is, but I'll have my physical a week from, what's today, Wednesday? Today, Wednesday? Yeah. Week from, no, Friday. It's a week from Friday.
Wait a second.
Physical.
How are you getting out to the West Coast and then you're going back to Florida?
I'm going back to Washington to do a broadcast in Washington
next Thursday.
And then on Thursday, after I get off the air in Washington, I'm flying to Florida to have my physical on Friday. And then I'll go back to the farm for a couple of days and go back to California the following Monday or Tuesday, and then I'm going to go to Colorado that next weekend to have my brain examined. I'm going to have a...
Let us know how that comes out.
This is so easy. You guys are so easy.
That's what I got to tell you.
I don't see anything in here.
Yeah. You know what? It reminds me of a discussion. We'll have a little discussion in this hour of the fairness doctrine.
We're getting a lot of calls from El Pasoans wanting to know if you're going to be doing any kind of dog and pony show today.
I think that what we've decided...
They can come and say hello.
We have a little bit of time, so Charlotte and Bob and I will entertain you. I think they're going to have the lobby. Is that what we're doing? We're doing the lobby. Yeah, we're going to do the lobby. We'll be at the lobby of the radio station, which is and the address I'll give to you if you don't know where it is. 4045. Let me write this down. 4045 North Mesa. That's what it is. All right, so just come down to the radio station after I get done at 8 o'clock local time, and we'll have a maybe we'll bring a troop around. Is there any restaurants around here? Maybe we'll bring some people to the restaurant around here. All right, we'll see. At any rate, that's the informal connection, Richie.
You get to come to the first radio station that Charlotte has ever christened.
Yeah, right. I know.
Oh.
Yeah, poor Charlotte. She didn't have
the
ability to hold on. The station's fine. Didn't do anything. You quickly got it cleaned up, and that was that. But Charlotte has never, ever, ever, ever in anybody's home, my home, anybody's home she's ever been in, any station she's ever been in. But because the traveling is as it is, and I know her timing, and I know her system, and she needs to have two opportunities a day. And yesterday she didn't get two opportunities to exercise her right to get rid of what she needs to get rid of. Yeah, right. In a manner of speaking. By the way, with regard to the Medifast plan, those of you who are intrigued by this, you ought to log on to MetaFastCan.com. That's MetaFastCan. I found the peanuts in the vending machine. MetaFastCan. MetaFastCan.com. And enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on your MetaFast meal plan. Or you can call them at 800-506-4115. That's 800, toll free, 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken as the code, say $50. This is a great way.
It's such a deal because I'll tell you why. I was thinking about how much I spend on food a month.
This is all the food. You're not going to spend any money on food.
You end up preparing one meal yourself.
Right.
And you're doing the shopping for it, so it's not like you know, or you can go out if you want.
But is that the meal you were talking about last night
Phone. Jennifer, did you get the cookbook from MetaFast?
No, I didn't get a cookbook.
Yeah. Call up and ask for it. And it had this spicy lime shrimp recipe that I made, and it was really good, and I made it with it's over pasta, but obviously you can't use the pasta, so they call for that Asian tofu pasta, those clear noodles, which I couldn't
find. You can find
it. So what I did is I went and got spaghetti squash.
Perfect.
And cooked the spaghetti squash. Yeah. Spaghetti squash has 37 calories per serving.
Yeah.
Perfect. How do you beat that? So anyway,
and it's yummy too.
The bottom line is it looks like buying the MetaFast saves me about $100, $150 a month in food.
Easily.
Once I consider what I spend at lunch here every day, what I spend here at breakfast every day. So it actually saves me money to buy their food.
Wednesday, January 19th, 2011, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from El Paso at 15 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from KTSM, the radio station that has carried this program for a long time. 17 years I've been on the air on KTSM. That's a hard reality for me to swallow. I think I've been here three times. I visited the station three times. Last time I was here was, I think, 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago. And then thinking back to when I came here the first time, I remember just so many things. This is one of the great things, but being able to reach out and touch people. We'll have some chats with some folks this morning. Just a quick hello and how are you? We're going to the Kiva up in Albuquerque this afternoon, where tonight, don't we have a dinner, Bob?
Yeah, that's
a Rose, where is it?
Monroe's.
Why don't you write that down so I remember? I remember doing the commercial the other day, but I want to remind the people that's what we're doing tonight and tomorrow. So the point is, as you listen to the program, a lot of you become interested in what we talk about. A lot of you become interested in who's on the air. And so this is a way to fulfill sort of that desire that I have to meet you and that you may have to say hi to Charlotte.
Rich, he never invites us to the fun stuff. Like, he's ashamed of us.
Yeah. Somebody has to stay there and babysit what's going on. Besides,
then maybe can Rich and I go on a road trip by ourselves?
Help yourself. Yeah. Just don't charge it. Don't charge it to me.
Doug and I learned
go wherever
lesson,
you want to go.
In 1998 in Guam, right. On both being at this. It's kind of like we were both away from the studio.
And we both had lost our momentum, and so there was the technical aspects of it were a disaster.
It was a disaster.
After three days, I went back. I don't remember if you came back with me or not.
No, I stayed.
I stayed
in Guam, and
nice.
I did some snorkeling.
Right.
Nice of you.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Doug went back to California.
But when people listen to a program like this, whenever we are around, and I say we because Bob Kay, who has always been my traveling companion on these, he works and has worked with me for a long time, helps me to keep our focus. Yesterday, we left Stephenville at late morning. Actually, Richie, you're going to love this.
What's that?
I have now an authentic Western hat.
Oh, yeah?
I
have, how'd you get it?
Nice.
Well, I went, Dominic DiTavio, who is the president of Tarleton, he and I went out shopping for a hat. He thought I ought to have a hat, and we couldn't find one that fit me, so he gave me his.
Wow.
Excuse me.
And it is very, well, hold
that's
on.
That's spendy.
Yeah, it was kind of spendy. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As directed.
Have you noticed that more and more Huckabee is sounding like Ron Paul?
But, you know, I'm not sold on some of the other stuff because I've heard some bad things about the way he ran Arkansas.
Get a picture of his family and check it out, Richie.
What are they, like a circus troupe or something?
His wife has just got a huge head. That's all. Yeah, that's the problem.
It's so hard to lose weight in head, too.
Look at the size of that head.
Thank you for calling the Big Giant Head. We didn't make the head. We make it big and giant.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
Great groups, if you can call the Allman Brothers Band a group. Dwayne and Greg together, the music they've created over the years has been extraordinarily good, I think, anyway. I've always been a fan of the Allman Brothers Band. Obviously, Richie's a fan, too, because he's trying to use them to drown me out.
That's right.
Now Greg Allman has, after he had the liver problem, didn't he have a liver transplant?
Did he?
About 6-7 months ago. Yeah, he had a liver transplant.
Yeah, you're right.
He's 63 years old. He was a drug and alcohol abuser, and actually he didn't think he was going to make it. If you look at pictures of him now versus what he looked like when they first started performing, what, 25 years ago? 30 years ago? How long have the Allman Brothers
been
around?
They were 70.
30-some-odd years. They really, especially Greg...
Dwayne is dead, so
yeah, right.
He's not looking too good at all.
Right. Wasn't Dwayne the one who was married to Cher?
No, that was Greg.
Greg was married to Cher.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway, he's all around now this week promoting his new CD called Low Country Blues, which I think is today available in the various places where you get CDs. I don't think it's downloadable. We can check that, though. To see. They have not had anything. He hasn't had an album for 14 years.
Really?
Yep. Last time he was even in the studio was 2003. He just went off the deep end, Richie. But he met T. Boone Burnett.
Yeah.
And that has changed his whole overview.
Yeah, T. Boone.
Yeah, he was in Memphis where I was. Was that in Memphis? 2 days ago on Monday. And so these guys have come up with a collaboration. Allman lives in Georgia, and apparently Burnett lives in Los Angeles, but they got together in Memphis at the Sun Studios or whatever it was. They replicated. They tried to replicate the Sun Studios, apparently, for the purposes of promoting the album, if nothing else. And so they have a lot of great people that are on this thing with, like, what's Bramlett? Delaney and Bonnie, remember?
Yeah.
I think he's a part of this. But at any rate, those of you who are interested in the Allman Brothers, or at least Greg being still around, look for this new CD, which is called Low Country Blues. I'm betting
the Allman Brothers still
like
tour. They just don't tour with him. I mean, they get Dickie Betts and
the Allman Brothers tour without the Allman Brothers.
That pretty much, yeah.
Kind of like the Beach Boys touring without the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. 27 after the hour. Okay, so I was talking about traveling across the country, and we doing this a couple times a year because two things. I want to be in touch with the radio stations, and I don't want Charlotte to have to ride on the plane. So we go from station to station and point to point and have some great time. So yesterday, Dominic wanted to take me out after doing the program at the studio on the college campus. He wanted to take me out and get me a hat.
That was nice.
So we didn't find a hat that fit, but we decided his hat fit me just fine. And so Bob has taken some pictures of me in the hat.
Ooh, from now on, you're going to be called D.W.
D.W.
Stephan.
Okay, D.W.
He looks like he's from Longhorn Country.
We'll get some of these pictures up. I'll wear it today later on. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
That's funny.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Bye bye.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The business about traveling and seeing and feeling the sense of the issues around the country, there are two things today at least that are galvanizing opinions on one side and or the other, and I wonder what some of your thoughts are on the visit of the Chinese president. President who? 800-510-8255.
Who?
There is this. Okay, so we've had enough
hey,
of that.
Hey, who's coming to visit? I was sitting there running the whole Abbott and Costello thing in my head this morning.
Right, exactly. Wonder,
who's coming to visit? Who? Yes, who? He is.
Yeah, right. Do you know...
The president of China.
That
who?
There were more General Motors cars sold, made and sold in China last year than were made and sold in America. Huh. I mean, let me repeat that. More... General Motors, 2.4 million cars. Well, they have to be made in China.
Yeah, they're,
in order to sell them in China, you have to make them in China.
Yeah,
that's the rule. You have to put up plants. If you want to sell things like Caterpillar tractor, they want to sell their excavation equipment. They had to build a plant in China in order for the products to be bought. We don't require that of them, and maybe that's one of the things we ought to be talking about. And we get back to the same old discussion and debate about the health of the Chinese economy and how much it's dependent on America buying the junk that they make. And we continue to buy because we want to buy cheap. And we buy junk and then we complain about it, which doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. 800-510-8255. But just so you get a perspective on this, the number of cars, for example, made in America versus the number of cars that were made there and sold there. Here's a report, an update, if you will.
General Motors, the same company that got a bailout from the U.S. government almost 2 years ago, sold 2.4 million vehicles in China last year. 2.4 million vehicles. That's 200,000 more vehicles than they sold in the United States. And China's appetite for cars is only expected to grow. Ford increased its auto sales in China by 40% in the same period. Now, most of those cars were manufactured in China for China's domestic market, but the fact that once troubled automakers can have a go in China and succeed was unthinkable just a few years ago.
So, what does that make you think about our relationship with China? And if you were the president and you could speak to President Hu, what would you be telling him? 800, I think we got it, Rich. 800-510-8255. I think we wore that one out the last time there was a meeting. By the way, he was here when George Bush was president, and there was no state dinner. And apparently President Hu was miffed by the fact that there was no state dinner. So the folks in power now made sure there was a plan to have a state dinner so he wouldn't be upset.
Bob Hope gets a dinner. Yeah. I never get a dinner.
Never get a dinner. Yeah. So in terms of the meetings, there's a lot of news media coverage, a lot of hoopla. What comes out of it is only a 3 or 4 day event. The long-term critical side of this is understanding what our relationship is and what goes on every time you spend money buying a Chinese product. I don't believe the Chinese are stupid enough to want to go to war with America. I don't think any of that stuff, even though they're building up their munitions. You know what's happening over there? The same thing as has happened here. The military-industrial complex realizes that they can make some money, they make some hay, so they stir the pot, they create a circumstance in which it looks like, okay, we got to build up our armed forces. Mm-hmm. So the people over there are just as foolish as we are to put up with the spending of billions of dollars for armaments that we'll never use, we'll never need. And we go through this process. And you see the Chinese developing the same way we have. They've said they want to be like we are. And that's what most of the countries around the world say. They want to be just like America. So now China has the ability to be just like America because they are buying products that either we make and sell to them to that they can't provide themselves. And that's because we have bought their products, which they have made in a much faster clip and much less quality than what we do for the most part here.
Wouldn't it be
but
funny?
Because we want cheap. We buy this stuff. Walmart wouldn't even be in business if it wasn't for China.
Let's think about this, though. I've always thought that once a developing nation starts creating products, manufacturing, and sells them to us, that then they therefore have a people who then have money who are able to spend things on their own things within their own economy.
Yeah.
And I knew that this would grow and grow and grow, and all of a sudden China would
smart,
have this economy
Rich.
To be able
to buy.
I just get thinking just in my own head to myself lots of silly things.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be funny if, like, within the next 5 to 10 years, China's economy grows and their population has enough money to go, why are we buying this cheap crap that we build here?
Yeah.
I want to buy that American
buy some
stuff.
Good stuff
really
from America.
Yeah. I'm not buying these Chinese cars. I want to buy a Ford.
But remember, we said the same thing about Mexico. We said the same thing about Japan. I can go back over my lifetime and look at things that have been sold to us and made in other countries. Probably started with Japan, but there have been other countries. There's a lot of stuff that was made in other Asian countries that we embraced because it was cheap. And the Japanese economy now has suffered because we got off of the Japanese products. Did we get off them because we went back to buying our own product, or did we buy things that came from other countries like China? What replaced Japan? Did China immediately replace Japan in its ability to make things and sell them cheaper? And then there's the reality of how we are overpaying. I guess that's the way to look at it. We have for a long time overpaid people for producing a product that wasn't as good. We make better cars now in America than we did 25, 30 years ago, and we do it less expensively.
I've bought my last three cars have been all American cars.
Yeah.
Great cars.
American cars are much better now.
One Ford,
than they
one GM.
So what does that say about the American worker? For those of you who are always saying, the American worker is the greatest. The American worker is only as good as the bosses and the program and the direction that they have. If the people who are building the cars don't have good direction, then the plan, if you will, working on the I remember this from my days working at the General Motors line in the plant in Framingham that built Buicks, Oldsmobiles, and Pontiacs. There were a lot of slip-ups because management wasn't watching what was going on. Management did not have its eye on the ball, and that's what I don't think it's the American worker who builds a shoddy product. I think many times you can go back to management and its lack of ability to manage. Really, we have the Peter principle, which repeats itself over and over and over again. Most of the people that I worked with at the General Motors plant in Framingham who were managers were not very bright. And in fact, the people online who had suggestions, you know, there's this big to-do. Often you hear the unions get in the way of improvements, yada, yada. I don't know. I can't talk about every company and every union relationship with its bosses and management. But I can tell you, in the late 60s, when I was working at this plant, the guys on the line had a lot of great ideas, and they'd pass them along to intermediate people who would be supervisors in that area of the line. More often than not, Richie, the ideas would never be passed up, or they would go to management with the idea as if it came from them, i.e. the middle management guy who's on the line who really gets the idea from the guy who's on the line. And so they would try to implement them, and instead of giving credit to the people who came up with the ideas for fixing these things, I think the union stuff is much more cooperative. The relationship between management and union employees is much more cooperative now than it used to be.
It has to be.
These guys, they'd ignore the ideas if they came from the union guys. Union guys, by definition, were stupid. The guys in management were smart. After all, if the union guys were that smart, they'd be in management. That was their thinking. So the good ideas to make the line work better, more efficiently, and more importantly, to make a better product, were ignored by the people in management. And I think that's where that's part of how we've fallen apart. And we're still making an expensive product that was junk. So along come competitors. The Japanese didn't make stuff that was that good, but it was cheap. Same thing can be said for China. They don't make stuff that's that good, but it's cheap. So how do we convince? I think America is going through a transition, and part of what America is understanding is that you can't, or some Americans, you can't have both for the most part. There are exceptions. Sometimes you can have good stuff cheap, but not for the most part. You have to pay a little bit more in order to get something that's a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gradient. It's all relative. And so as you think about what you're going to buy today as a consumer, will you think about it? Maybe you'll be more thinking about it. Well, how many people do you hear call programs like this and say, I don't buy anything made in China? Well, nobody says they buy it, so how do they stay in business?
It's hard not to. They sneak it in everywhere.
What do you mean they sneak it in?
Well, I mean, it's everywhere. It's hard to find American products. It really, really is.
Well, then the why is that?
Bad reality.
Why? Why is it hard to find American products? I told you about the brake drum that I put on one of the trucks on the farm. I think I told this story, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't find one made in America. The aftermarket guys don't make them, so we had to go to a house in China that makes these things. The truck is 30 years old, so there's nobody keeping the stuff. General Motors doesn't keep the stuff in stock. So where do we get it made? Gets it made in China and sends it back over here. And the price, by the way, for the stuff, because it's not available in the aftermarket, was twice what it would have cost when it was new and manufactured, you know, in America. So they know where they can gouge you, whether the Chinese are gouging or the guys who are bringing the product in here are gouging you. They know what the market will bear because you can't find the stuff made in America by anybody else. I wonder how much of that is repeated every day. Now, the brake drum hasn't fallen apart yet on the truck, so we've had it on for 3 or 4 months. But you understand what I'm saying. It's really a kind of an interesting reality. So lots of hoo-ha focused on the president of China being here, but the real hoo-ha should be focused on us and continually asking ourselves, why are we supporting these people if we don't like what they make?
Well,
it's not about them. We don't like what they make.
By them becoming dependent on our products.
Now they're becoming, yeah, but now they have become successful and spending a lot of money to be more, if you will, prominent on the world stage because we have enabled them to do that. They were smart enough to know our market and that we bought cheap and we'd buy anything if it was cheap. So
and
they're
you know
happy
what we
to
sell
give
them
us
that
stuff.
Will be the undoing of them.
What?
Cigarettes.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's another
modern warfare.
Privacy. Yeah, isn't that great?
Sell them cigarettes.
We're at war. We're going to kill them all. 45 past the hour. Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's in charge of medical information here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you today by the folks who want you to benefit from all of their research in probiotics, our friends at Digestive Advantage, who have a number of formulas, actually, Ken, that help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments. We start with all of our discussions when Sustanex came onto the market. It looked like it was great and is great, but you can go one step, two steps, three steps further with the various other Digestive Advantage products.
Not only does it help zoom up your immune system, but it also helps with all of these digestive symptoms, the nausea, the bloating, the gas, the intolerance to certain foods, constipation. If you've been to the doctor, they can't find the source. This natural way has been shown, proven, published in all the medical journals.
All right, so if you're interested in having your insides work well and enhancing your immune system, all of those good things, I think I wonder about this when it comes to gluten and whether this helps also with the celiac, if it can mild cases of that, Ken. Have anybody ever asked you that?
It certainly can hurt.
Yeah, Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere, like CVS, Walgreens, Target. Try it today. It's called Digestive Advantage. Good for you, good for your family. Steve Jobs is taking a medical leave. A lot of people are talking about this today. The chairman, the chief at Apple, having a recurring problem with a cancer that usually is fatal, Ken. Right?
This is a gentleman that has fascinated me since I was a youngster. And he is currently age 55. He has a rare form of pancreatic cancer called islet cell neuroendocrine tumor. It was treated with surgery in 2004, Doug. He had a liver transplant in 2009. The interesting thing about Steve Jobs medically is that when you have a liver transplant or a transplant of any organ and a cancer, think about it. They're the yin-yang of medicine. You're trying to suppress the immune system because you have a transplant. You don't want it rejected. But when you suppress the immune system, you're not able to fight cancer as well. So he's dealing with several problems. He could have an infection, rejection. He could have a side effect from all these strong medicines he's on that could damage his kidneys or even his liver to suppress his immune system. He could have a new disease, or he could have cancer recurrence.
So it was liver, right? Not kidney.
Well,
was it liver?
He had a liver transplant.
Right. Okay. So the cancer was in his liver.
From the pancreas.
All right. So the pancreas still had cancer when he had a new liver.
Well, that's a good question. That's what we need to find out. He could still have recurrence into the liver, and if so, then he was not cured. That's the big mystery here.
From pancreatic cancer is tough. Patrick Swayze taught us that lesson. Well, good luck to him. We hold a good thought for Steve Jobs. 51 after on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of KTSM in El Paso. As we travel across the country, a lot of time for us to visit on the phone with various people who are important to the production of the program or people that I have not been in touch with. I spent, Bob sort of gets a kick out of the amount of time I spent on the phone
right.
as I'm driving.
Most of the time
I spent.
When we're not singing phone. Oldies.
Yeah, we're not doing the moldy oldies. Charlotte's not singing along with us. We're on the phone.
Or if we're not eating sausage at Waffle.
And right, exactly. So yesterday, we got involved in this long conversation with Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor. And the focus, Rich, you'll be having to know, was what kind of a video camera ought I to have so that I can do, finally, my daily
higher
blogs,
quality.
My higher quality. They want high-quality daily blogs that we put up at gooddayshow.com. So this is becoming a reality, as a lot of other things. I'm getting a cowboy hat. That was something I was never going
Ooh-ha,
to do.
Ooh-ha, DW.
I'm so proud of
right.
you.
Again, I'm going to get the...
boots are next.
I'm having a... I'm getting an iPhone or some kind of one of those technologies.
You're using have Facebook
yeah.
already.
Right, Facebook, lots of action there. And also this camera. So you'd be happy to know that Alex Goldfain took all of our conversational points to heart. And today, as we discuss the technology, Alex asks you to figure out... Well, he's going to help you, actually. If you don't know what digital recorder... camcorder is best. I didn't. I asked him, and here he explains it for all of you in the same way he explained it to me in just a moment.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A friend asked me yesterday what I recommend when it comes to a digital camcorder. There are lots of answers to this question because nearly everything now shoots video. If you want to capture home movies, you want a proper digital camcorder that looks and feels like a camcorder. I have a Canon at home that I use to take video of my family. But your iPhone and other smartphones also have a digital video camera built in, and it's a pretty good one. and it happens to be the video camera you have with you all the time. There's also the flip digital video camera, which is a fine option in its own right. Ultimately, the answer comes down to what you want to do. If you're just uploading video to the internet, a lesser camcorder, or even the one on your phone, is just fine. If you want high-quality video for work or home movies, you should look to a proper, dedicated camcorder. And obviously, if recording the memories of your life, you want a camcorder that is made by a company like Canon, or Sony, or Panasonic. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Naturally, you deserve to drive the best car you can get, but the trick is knowing what your budget ought to be, so Bobby Owens has some information for you on buying the right car and financing it.
If you're in the market for a new set of wheels, the first question should be, what can you afford? Most consumers have to finance a new car or truck, and Ally Financial VP Michael Kane says they should be guided by this number.
A good benchmark is approximately 18% of your take-home monthly income, and in that 18% you'd include the cost of the vehicle, fuel costs, and insurance costs.
Kane says Ally can help you with part of the calculation. The company's online calculator could give you a more accurate payment estimate than similar tools in the market.
While the calculator is a great tool for a consumer to price out the cost of a vehicle purchase, what makes it unique is that it goes out and it selects the local market incentives available on General Motors, Chrysler, and Saab vehicles.
Kane says when you sit down with the dealership salesperson, knowing the vehicle and the manufacturer's incentives, it's a better experience for everyone. For more, log on to Ally.com. That's your financial fitness with Ally Financial. I'm Bobby Owens.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
With it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the essence of our reality here in discussions with the people, the things around the country that are more important. You know, there are universal conversation points. Chinese president being here, that's one. FCC and the discussion of the Fairness Doctrine is another. But you get into places like like El Paso, and Juarez being across on the other side of the river, and the impact that it has. Last week we talked a lot about this, impact that all of the crime in Juarez has on the people coming over here, and how folks begin to look differently at the issue of illegal immigration. That's a national issue, but it has more impact here in El Paso, and we can live it and breathe it and tell you better stories because of us actually being here. 59 past the hour.